Afterward, at my eager request, Mr. Anagnos had this story embossed, and I read it again and again, until I almost knew it by heart, and all through my childhood little Lord Fauntleroy was my sweet and gentle companion. I have given these details at risk of being tedious, because they are in such vivid contrast with my vague, mutable, confused memories of earlier reading. From little Lord Fauntleroy I date the beginning of my true interest in books. During the next 2 years I read many books at my home or on my visits to Boston. I cannot remember what they all were or in what order I read them, but I know that among them were Greek heroes, La Fontaine's Fables, Hawthorne's Wonder Book, Bible Stories, Lamb's Tales from Shakespeare, A Child's History of England by Dickens, The Arabian Nights, The Swiss Family Robinson, The Pilgrim's Progress, Robinson Crusoe, Little Women, and Heidi, a beautiful little story which I afterward read in German. I read them in the intervals between study and play with an ever-deepening sense of pleasure. I did not study nor analyze them. I did not know whether they were well written or not. I never thought about style or authorship. They laid their treasures at my feet, and I accepted them as we accept the sunshine and the love of our friends. I loved Little Women because it gave me a sense of kinship with girls and boys who could see and hear. Circumscribed as my life was in so many ways, I had to look between the covers of books for news of the world that lay outside my own.